大家好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax。
欢迎大家，我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，
第二部分是你说不出来的英语，
第三部分为你介绍 A very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。
所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。
Hi, welcome to Ray and Relax. I'm Susan.
Hi, I'm Al.
好的，首先我们来复习一下上次的内容。
上次第一部分我们说了 rainy day.
Rainy day 不是下雨的日子，而是说很困难的日子。
所以 save something against a rainy day 就是
以备万一，未
雨
绸
缪。Rainy day. 第二个呢，就是 raise the roof.
Raise the roof 不是说够到房顶，而是说非常的
吵
noisy、
especially for parties、mm-hmm. 就是如果要是有聚会的话 make too much noise， 所以就邻居会说你 raise the roof、掀翻房顶了，对吧？
Yes，
我们上次还说了 remote
有两个含义，我们最最熟悉的就是地理上的比较远，对吗？在我们上次的对话里面说的这个 remote 用的是它的另一个感情上的意义，就是人非常的冷漠，非常生疏，
有距离感，
不易和人相处，对吧？
就可以说 he's always quite remote， 就用这个形容词就好，就是说他总是觉得那么冷冰冰的哈，感觉很远。So，
这是上次的第一部分。那第二部分我们学了一个句子，就是你这里面你就是在这个地方你不能杀价，你不能砍价，这怎么说？
You can't bargain here.
You can't bargain here, and you can't haggle here.
Oh, yeah, you can't haggle here.
So now let's begin the new parts. Okay, the first part is the something you don't know. You don't understand.
The something you don't understand. 首先就是你听不懂的。Let's see.Why do you report to, who do you report to in your company?
I don't report to anybody.
You don't have a director?
I have, but I don't report anybody to him.
这里的 report to 就是产生歧义的地方了right?
在我们汉语当中会有这样的词，就是打小报告，对吧？
Right.
所以这两个是不是有什么相同之处？ Report to 跟打小报告有是不是一个意思呢？
实际上 report somebody 或者 something to somebody 就是向某人告发或者检举某事。而 report to 呢，就是负责听命于某人。
他们的区别是 report 如果直接和图像 report to somebody 就是你要向某人负责，就是你要向他报告。然后如果 report somebody to somebody。
就是向某人告发某人
向某人告发某人，就是我们汉语说的打小报告了。
所
以要区别 report to 之间有没有加东西，对吧？
对。So if I say, who do you report to in your company?
My director, of course. I report to him, Mr. Halliday.
Oh, I see. I know this guy.
So remember, report to and report somebody or something to somebody. That's the differences.
Next one. The second one. I saw a very interesting ad on our campus.
What's it?
It's about looking for a private tutor, but the salary is really attractive. $1,000 per hour.
$1,000 per hour? That's impossible. It's not looking for a private tutor, but hunting for a ringer.
A ringer? But it doesn't put forward any requirement concerned with marriage.
Marriage?I didn't say it was looking for a marriage partner.
Ringer, 他就说我看到学校里有一张广告 It's looking for a private tutor, 也就是家教。
说一小时给$1,000，简直是天价哈。
Right, so that's impossible. So, 不是在找 private tutor, 不是在找家教，而
是在找一个 ringer.
Ringer 怎么写 ?R-I-N-G 加 E-R.
就是我们那个 ring, 戒指或者是响铃，对吧？然后再加一个 E-R.
所以我们可能 the first reaction, 第一反应就是
戴
戒
指
的
人
就是配偶想找 ringer. 但实际上呢 ,no.
不是找结婚的
对象
而是找 ringer, 我们在这个汉语有一个相对应的就是一个枪手
专门替别人考试的人。
Ringer,
R-I-N-G-E-R 就是枪手了。
这个词还是 现在还是很 popular, huh?
Yes, we still can see a lot of ads in our campus of high-end ringers. So
and sometimes they're obvious.
Yes.
And two, I think it's out of...
They can do everything, seems like...
Out of law.
Yeah. So...
Don't be. Don't be the ringer.
And don't hire a ringer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth that, really.
It's illegal, right?
Yes, that's right. You get a big trouble if you do that.
Mm-hmm. A big trouble.
千万不要那样。So, 如果说 it's not looking for a private tutor, but hunting for a ringer.
Really? Oh, I wish I could. But that's the conversation, really.
Yes.
But actually...
Don't do that. Huh?
Uh-huh. Yes, nowadays our country, our nation has cited in the law, against the law, right?
So, 这里就是强调你要记住这个词了。Ringer 不是说佩戴戒指，而是说枪手。
Mm-hmm.
The third one, roll out.
Roll out. Roll 是
滚 Roll out.
我们说的滚出去。
So, roll out, 如果连得快 roll out. So, I hate Peter. He's so mean to me.
What happened?
This afternoon, Peter asked me to go to the bar with him after work. When we finished, he yelled at me, roll out.
You didn't quite get it.
I was puzzled.
Roll out 字面意思好像是滚出去。如果你跟一个人在一个酒吧里面刚喝完东西，然后他就说滚出去，这样 roll out 好像确实有点 rude, 很鲁莽或者很没有礼貌。其实这个 roll out 跟我们的汉语还是不一样的。它区别在哪里呢？
Roll out 实际上呢就相当于let's go.
所以还是很平等的说是 let's go, 不是说你 roll out,
说
是
一起 roll out, 就是 let's go 了、uh-huh. So, 就是说 roll out is an expression the Americans used to mean let's go,、
uh-huh.
So it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, rude or something.
So if somebody say, let's roll out, or just roll out, don't be out of rage.
Yes.
And that means let's go.
Let's go,、mm-hmm. roll out.开路开吧，
开路一马斯。
Yes, the first one, run down. Run 是跑步那个词的，然后 down 是下，对吧 ？Run down, what does this mean?
向下跑，或者向北跑
？Run down 走下坡路吗 ？Let's see.
I no idea.、Let's see.
What do you play in the show?
A drunk man ran down on the street. Very interesting.
I'm wondering how can you run around the street on such a narrow stage?
Oh, I do not say run down the street. I mean the drunk man looks weak and fatigue.
Yes, weak and fatigue 就是他看起来又弱又很累，对吧？
精神不好。
Yes, so run down 就是形容别人很憔悴的样子。
精神不振。
Right, that's right. 精神不振。除了精神不好，还可以怎么用呢 ？Run down。
也可以说某个东西需要修理了。Run down, 可能我们说 run 是运行运作是吧、Run down 就是突然不工作了，也需要修理了。
Like all those old buildings looks run down, 看起来不好。
对，这些老的建筑看来需要重修了，需要进一步的修理。
Yes, so if I say a drunk man run down on the street, very interesting.
Sounds like a very challenging role to play.Right?
A little bit, since it's different from all those roles I've played before, but I will try my best. 这个里的 round down 就看起来很憔悴，但是如果说看起来很棒，看起来像个百万富翁，得了百万富翁，就 you look like a million, right?
Million 不是 millionaire 是吧？就是你看着就是 a million.
You look like a million, 就是你看起来好极了，看起来你就好像有一百万 right? So let's have a quick review.
The first one, that's the report to.
要跟 report somebody to somebody 分开。
Report to 是向某人负责。
对。
Report somebody or something to somebody, that's the 打小报告。
Okay. The second one, ringer.
Ringer 是就是代替别人考试。枪手。
Right. Roll out, let's go. And run down.
Run down, if it refers to people, that's the...Not in good, good mood, not good mood, good
energy. 就是看起来憔悴 weak and fatigue.
Yes, if it refers to subjects or things, that's the, it need repairing, right?
Yes. Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语。
登录 www.coolearn.com,
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线，更多精彩等着你。 Okay, let's go to part two. Something you don't know how to say.
下面我们来说的这个是有关于工作的。
嗯，
一般工作如果你面试的时候基本上会有这个问题，就是你想要多少，你的起薪你想要多少。Right?
起薪想要多少。How should I say that? 应该是
起价。我们说起价起薪，那个 starting pay。
Starting pay。
如果你想要说出你心中想要的数字呢，中间也是需要一点 diplomatic, 需要一点技巧。
对
Right? Okay, let's look.This one.
What kind of starting pay do you have in mind?
Well, I made $750 per week at my last job, so I'm expecting a little more than that.
All right. Can you relocate if you're hired by us?
Yes, I can.
By the way, do you have references?
They're available on request.
Okay, this wraps up the interview. Thank you for your time.
And thank you, madam.
And we will let you know the result of this interview in a couple of days.
Thank you. 这里面的这一个对话，一个面试就很有技巧。
首先我要问，我是来面试，我是主考官了。What kind of starting pay do you have in mind? 就是说你脑子里头认为起薪应该多少？它是 what kind of? 然后说 starting pay do you have in mind?
所以他回答的时候没有直接就说我想要多少多少钱，
对，
他先说 well, 我以前的那个工作呢是每周能够挣$750，所以现在呢我想要比原来的好一点，再高一点。
这个就很有
技巧。对、
right.
就告诉你我以前不是做的那种特别一般般的工作、我证明我能挣那个钱，证明我有一定的能力，对吧？现在我又 apply new job, let's see, I want more, a little more than that.
Yes.然后又问 can you relocate? Relocate 就是你要搬家了。你可能找这个工作可能在东城啊或者西城， so that's different position, locations, so.
然后他还说 do you have references?
References 就是说你有什么推荐信吗？
推荐信
啊、可能是、the old company from old boss
lost, yes.
嗯，
一般的这个会有的是附在简历上，有的时候如果你需要的话我会带来，就是 they are available on request,
如果你要就给你。right?
Yes. 这里面我们还有一个短语，就是 this wraps up the interview,
这就到此为止。
Wrap up 就是打包、打包打完了，
包起来，
打好了，所以就是结束的意思。
So,
wrap up.
This wraps up the interview, 就是面试到此为止。
所以这里面这整个对话都是很正式的一个、一个 interview, 希望大家
要记下。
而且也希望我们能够用上。
Yeah,
right?
首先呢就是 What kind of starting pay do you have in mind?
Well, I made how much money at my last job, so I'm expecting a little more than that.
Yes. And do you have references?
They are available on request.
你要的话我就给你 right? Okay.
So that's the second part.
Yeah.
Remember that? Okay, now let's move to the third part. That's the interesting story, or
anything concerned with English, I can say. 我们今天来讲一个小的笑话。这个笑话呢 ，I suggest you first to listen to us, 就是我们先听一听，看你能不能了解它的趣味之处。And then we will give your translation. Okay, an irate woman burst into the baker's shop and said.I sent my son in for 2 pounds of biscuits this morning, but when I weighed them, there was only 1 pound. I suggest you check yourselves. The bakers looked at him calmly for a moment or two and then replied,
Madam, I suggest you weigh your son. You weigh your son.
Yeah, I suggest you weigh your son. 什么意思呢？就是父母与子女之间的那种笑话 right? 首先这里有。Irate,
irate 是很生气，
对愤怒的一个愤怒的妇女呢，跑到一家面包店，这个闯进面包店呢是 burst into。
我们知道 burst into 还可以说爆发，是 burst into tears，
对，
就是忍不住
流眼泪了，
流出了泪。burst into 就是人突然闯入、突然进入或突然什么什么出之类的。
对，突然闯入面包店 ，bakers b a k e bakers shop， 那就是面包房或者甜点屋 ，right？ I set my son in for 2 pounds of biscuits this morning。
哦，我今天让我儿子来你这儿买2磅的饼干。
But when I weighed them, there was only 1 pound。
可是回去一称却只有1磅。怎么回事？你少给了。
I suggest you check yourselves。
所以请你检查一下，仔细检查一下你的秤啊。
哎，你的秤肯定有问题，什么老板对吧？
Check yourselves.
Yes, and the bakers. 不慌不忙地说， Madam, I suggest you weigh your son.
说我还是建议你回去称称你儿子的体重吧。
Yes, that's quite interesting, huh?
Yes. So, that's the three parts we have finished. We hope that you can benefit from it.
Yes, so that's all for today.
See you next time. Bye-bye.